Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock. With me, The Solution, and joining me today is Fiona.
Hey, Solution.
How are you going?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
It's good.
I think we both had head colds, so we both sound a little bit like, remember Mrs. Chancellor from The Young and the Restless? Do you remember that character?
No.
Anyway, she had a deep voice. She was very like that. Anyway,
we both sound like we've been on 2 week benders, but we really haven't.
No, because the correspondent's not here. So,
yeah, I wish I could say that was the reason.
Agreed. Now it is Fiona's forecast episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the eight, by the way.
We are.
It's not a bad.
I wonder if we'll go into the bye in the eight.
Well, this is what we're about to discuss. So we have the usual segments, the changes. We have Sitting Joe and Smoking Joe and the wild card. And maybe a tale from the sauna. I've got a little tale from the sauna, just a bit of a throwback. It is back, yes.
Yeah, we need a bit of a pep up. I'm feeling really under the weather, so we need a pep up. So I reckon sauna tales could do the trick.
Well, hopefully it will. All right. So, obviously, because we pointed out in our last podcast, back to our rightful place and home of 4:40 on a Sunday, it is an extended bench. So, Alwyn David Jr. in, Andrew Phillips really was rested and is named, Dylan Scheel, who keeps getting named in and then keeps getting not named.
Like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. And Rhett Montgomery is named also. And out is Anthony McDonald, Tipawundi omitted. I'm surprised he's not rested because I think he's literally just tired and needs a couple of weeks off. Does that mean he plays in the VFL?
He is named in the VFL, and they did make a note to say in the article that he will be playing VFL. I don't think he looks tired. I think he looks out of form. I think he needs to get – he just looks out of form, a bit out of shape, can't really move. I think he needs to get some consistency and a bit more form. I don't necessarily think he looks tired. And confidence, like as I think you said on the podcast on Sunday, I listened to you were saying as soon as he took the mark, you knew he was going to miss for goal, and I knew it straight away as well because his confidence is at an all-time low. He did not look like he could run down anyone just in himself, you know, the belief. So I think that's the main thing to me.
But this might be a chicken and egg thing.
True.
Like I said, he missed a shot because he looked exhausted, like he was just blowing and couldn't,
well, both.
Couldn't actually. Yeah, so either way, I mean, I guess a VFL game probably isn't as taxing as an AFL game, and you're not run off quite as much. But yeah, no surprises. And you know, as Brad Scott has said multiple times, it's a meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Despite maybe the big red-headed ruckman coming back, but no surprises there. And in terms of the ins, did you have any comment to make?
Look, I love seeing Montgomery Rhett named, but I'm just at a loss for who's he coming in for. Who in the back line is he replacing, given that they're all kind of, aside from Hind, who for me, Kelly is way above anyone. The Kellys are in if he's ready to go. But who is Rhett coming, whose place is he taking? That's my only thing with him being named. And maybe they're just naming him as a just in case. I don't know.
Insurance, possibly, for someone with a cloud.
Possibly. Because, yeah. And then who else? Davey, yep. I think as you mentioned last week on the forecast, you just manage him as necessary. I don't think do you know if he played VFL last week or was he rested?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I pretend to know, but I assume he was. Was he? He was omitted.
He was omitted. Yes.
Yeah. So.
I can't recall if he actually played VFL or not. No, I don't think I saw him named in the bests or goals or anything. So possibly he just needed a rest, and as you say, manage him as you know. So I think he'll definitely be an in for Waller. And so he's the only. He might be the only. Oh, who makes way for Shield? Because he's in. If he's fit.
I think Nick Hines should be in the team. I don't mean to be a Hind hater, but I just think there's other, like, he's whatever role he's playing, which is sometimes up on the wing, he's just not doing the job. So maybe he gets dropped and they just shuffle a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Martin spent a fair bit of time in the middle last week. There's been other guys rotating. Snelling was rotating in the middle and actually did all right as well.
Oh, that's another who could be dropped as well.
Yeah, potentially. But
I think he will, because Brad Scott mentioned in his press conference when they did drop Shield, when Shield didn't come up, that we'll bring in Snelling. So they did bring in Snelling for Shield.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so maybe Shield is there. We just had to talk through that to get to the resolution. We just talked ourselves through it.
We did. Like watching a road train do a 3-point turn. People probably could see where it was going, but we got there.
Yeah, exactly. And all the listeners, you're probably thinking, duh, if I thought that. But we just needed to. We're a bit slow tonight, guys. And we're under the weather, so we might lag.
It's back to the Old People's Home podcast from a few weeks ago. But I was going to say, back to Rhett Montgomery, maybe we need to start bringing him in for when the Red Dog goes to Adelaide, which is apparently doing.
Yeah, didn't you hear? He was apparently in two places at once. He was at Tullamarine training, and he was at a cafe in Glenelg or something. Oh, God,
fuck, people talk shit on online, don't they? I mean, we know, we saw it with Caroline Wilson this week.
Oh,
getting pantsed. By Cripps.
Being Patrick Cripps.
Yeah, correct. Oh, me too. High five.
Yeah.
So if that's what journos do, you imagine what the average Nuffy with a Twitter account does.
That's exactly and right.
People talk absolute crap sometimes. So yeah. What are your thoughts on I tweeted, like, I was praying for the days when other teams would want our players. Because it means we're doing something right. But, I guess as we get better, it's going to be those second-tier players in terms of salary that are always ripe to be plucked, and that's just the footy world. But Red Dog, to me, it feels like he bleeds red and black. I just can't see it.
My gut says he'll stay, but I also would not be paying him anywhere near what Adelaide are offering him. You don't pay halfback flankers 750 to 800K. If he holds the club to ransom for that, pack his bags and you say goodbye. Because no offence, but I think his position is in this realm of drafting athletes. I mean, athletes and not footballers. I think his role it could be filled.
Yeah, well, and you chew up a salary cap that can't be diverted to the other important positions, like up-and-coming young stars.
It's just, in general, I just would not be paying a half-back flanker anywhere near that kind of coin. And I don't think he warrants it, to be honest. I don't think he's that good. If he can get that at Adelaide and he doesn't – I mean, Adelaide are doing well, so maybe he's – his reality is that, well, they're doing well, so they could be in premiership contention just like Essendon is, eventually, hopefully, we hope. But if he can get that from Adelaide, if Adelaide is silly enough to pay him that, then good for you. I would not be paying him that. So if that's what it takes to keep him, I'd be upset if Essendon offered him that.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
Yeah.
And yeah, if he did go for that coin, then you couldn't blame him, really.
Well, you could, but it's like what we said with Darcy Parrish last week. It will tell you the character of the guy, because are you going to stay, keep the group together, take a little bit less coin, and get this, you know, get to glory together, like you, like teams, like the champion teams did. You don't think Joel Selwood could have been on double what he was on at Geelong for the absolute champion he was, you know? So it's going to take players to do that. And if they don't want to, if they don't want to partake in that ethos, then see you later. There'll be someone to step up in your role. And I hope Brad Scott is driving that mentality too.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. So one question for you. We have apparently three ruckmen named in the squad.
Is this, are you hearing whispers of a late change with Mr. Draper?
I've seen the whisper again. I just said earlier,
Twitter can be
full of crap. But have you heard anything? You've got some mail, usually.
Look, I'm told that he did as little as what anyone could do at training in a week is what Draper did. He barely went for a jog. And I'm more in the hip. I think he's a bit sore. It's been a pretty big workload for him. Mm. I mean, but has it? He's had Phillips. So has it been a big workload? I'm not sure.
Well, it's a big workload if you've got a bad hip.
Possibly, yeah. But I'm told he didn't even put on footy boots this week.
Yeah, well, then that could indicate if you're going to rest a guy. But then again, the bye's only 2 weeks away. And I'd be, that's one thing I'll say about Brad Scott as well. I mean, I've already professed my love for him and I didn't love him before. I used to give him the shits, but I reckon there's no way we'll be complacent in a game of football.
Yeah.
He'd never send a signal to the playing group that, you know what, we should be able to account for these guys.
Yeah.
And North Melbourne won games. It's not like they're the worst team ever to
play. They were good against Collingwood last week. They were good. It's Collingwood. Yeah. They were serviceable. Mm.
That's right. So I think he might play if he can, but maybe he can't, in which case he won't.
That sounded like a rhyme.
I could see your head going, am I back in Dr. Seuss world?
Yeah, we have trailed off into rhymes.
Yeah, well, maybe we should go to the Sitting Joe and the Smoking.
Can I just say on that? Oh, yeah. I would be very nervous if we're going in to Sunday's game with Phillips and Brian. I'm just going to tell you that. I would be very, very uncomfortable. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, Goldstein, I don't think he's quite the player he used to be, but he's still big.
Nah, he's doing all right, yeah.
Yeah, I could see him having a field day.
Yeah.
I'm starting to sniff danger game.
I will say this. Mm. You know me, I did not once waiver last week. I knew everyone was crying that it was danger game and they were worried. I knew 100% we were winning that game. Not once in my waters, even during the game, how bad it was, did I believe that we would lose that game. This week, I'm starting to feel a little bit slightly uneasy. I don't know if it's because North Melbourne are possibly in better form than West Coast.
Mm.
But also, I don't know, there's just a feeling.
Yeah, well, hold that feeling.
Okay.
Hold your waters. Yeah. We'll get to that in the prediction, but I feel you, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing the Smoking Joe this week, is that right?
I am.
Yes, I got one right. Who are you selecting?
All right. I am going to go with Menzie. Just to, you can't see the look that Solution's giving me right now, but we all know from, you know, the past that Solution's not the greatest.
What are you talking about? I've been a supporter since I've defended him.
Yep. If I had the time and the care, I would go back and get all the recordings.
It's a Collingwood game, actually. I just said he's not up to standard. But
Anzac Day, admittedly, warranted. He was very, very bad on Anzac Day. However, I'm going to go with him because I think he's just – I think he's feeling quite good in himself at the moment. And let me tell you, he does not – oh, should I say this? I should probably – I need to reach out to every bit of wood I have in my house right now. But
just bang your head. That's all you need to do.
He does not miss. He is becoming a very, very reliable goal kicker. Around the corner, set shot, snap.
He's
becoming very good. And I just feel like the last couple of weeks I've just seen a bit more confidence in his movement, in his vision and in his capabilities. So I'm going to back him in for a nice little game.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can make or break guys' careers who are trying to play that role and are never going to get too many possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always my frustration with Snelling. For a guy who's kind of slow, can't kick very far, when he does get a shot for goal, he usually tries to pass it off or misses.
Mm.
But, yeah, I'm very, very pleasantly surprised with the way he's slotting them through the middle because I don't think he was doing that at the start of the year.
He wasn't getting his hands on, and maybe that was just confidence, you know, in being quite a relatively new player. But, I just feel like his movement, and it's more a sense of his energy. You know, he just looks a bit more confident in his role in the team, and you know, maybe it's the consistency of not getting dropped, who knows, in the psyche of whatever these players of is going on in their heads. But yeah, I think he's turned a little corner, which is good.
Absolutely.
So who you got?
The Sitting Joe, named after Judas Danaher, sitting on the fence.
Sir Sit-a-Lot himself.
Yes, Sir Sit-a-Lot. That's right. I was going to go down a song rabbit hole and talk about Sir Mix-a-Lot then, but we won't do that again 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch up with any Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, by the way?
I did. I'm not going to lie. I did listen to a few of the songs. I think you're right. I think that the Vibration one, I think that's his most well-known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tape is off.
Let's not revisit that segment. Well,
maybe it's like KO. It's better to watch with the sound down.
God, yeah.
But I'm going to go. We've already spoken about him on this podcast already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to. I just think he might have a stinker because his name's been in the news a bit. Redmond.
Mm. Yeah, possibly a good shout.
So, I hope I'm wrong and I hope none of them sit.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's impossible to pick a Henneman in the podcast, but I think, yeah, that's
I'll guess. Just another Smokey who I'm hoping he's turned a corner in his confidence and that he's not going to be dishevelled and disheartened after last week. But old Zerky got well and truly beaten by Allen last week. Now, granted, I rate Oscar Allen, as a very, very, very good forward.
Yep.
I've always really liked him. But he's got Nick Larkey this week, who kicked 5 last week against Collingwood, 5 against Darcy Moore and Collingwood's backline, which is elite. So I'm hoping that Brandon Zerk Thatcher doesn't have a Sitting Joe type game. I hope he's brushed that off. I brushed off getting beaten last week, and will just pick himself up and attack Larkey with confidence.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. He's had one average performance, but I think one of his best attributes is his character.
Well, that's where you grow.
Yep.
He needs to have those games where good big forwards beat him. And that's how you grow and that's how you learn. You don't learn and grow from keeping forwards to 0 goals. You learn and you grow from getting beaten. So he's shown that he's got his head screwed on and the character, as you say, has really proven to be above elite. So I hope he comes out and has a good game.
Agreed. Anything else on any of the other players that you have a feeling about? No?
No, I think historically, the good old package has good games against Kangaroos, so hopefully he has another good one too.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I reckon you're the first person I've seen in my like social media feed to talk about the selflessness of Stringer. And suddenly people are starting to jump on board and talk about it. Have you noticed?
Yes, of course they are. No, that lots of people, that tweet got a lot of love. So a lot of people agreeing with it, but they never, because we're not used to seeing that from him. Even the media, they're not talking about him because he's
Because he's
not.
so spectacular, usually.
That's right. And because he's not doing all the spectacular things in their book, they're not talking about him. And because he's not, because he is playing this role, but you know who is talking about it? Brad Scott. Because that's the reason Stringer keeps doing it. Because Brad Scott must be behind closed doors, just pumping him up and, picking him out in front of the group and saying what a role that he's playing. Setting he's leading for goal assists and score assists for us. So that says it all. That's the only stat you need. That's where his sweet spot is now. And it's impressive because to be honest, I didn't think he had it in him.
For a guy who's missed weeks
No,
and
to play that selfless role,
But I'm just talking about like in terms of the statistic of leading the goal assists. He's
Yeah.
missed weeks and he spent the first few games deep in the forward line. I agree. I've always said about Stringer, for a guy who I reckon probably failed finger painting, he's on the football field, he's one of the smartest footballers you'll see. And
Yeah,
his
hands down.
positioning, the way he uses his body. And I've got no doubt, if given a job, whatever that job is, he's got the capability to do it. And he's bizarrely, he's kind of, he must be way more athletic than he looks. Because how often do you see him running away from a pack, finding space, not getting tackled? I think he's big. He's definitely big. He's strong. It's very hard for a player to come to a club, particularly a player who's had a bit of a cloud on his career beforehand, and then walk away at the end of his career as being known for playing at that club and kind of being one of the best players of an era. And I think he'll walk away with that at the end of his time at Essendon. I think he's been great.
Now he will. I think because it's not sustainable. And Brad Scott said this, and I thought he was just talking shit to take a bit of the pressure off Stringer. But he's right. It's not sustainable for Stringer to do the antics and be spectacular every single week. It's just not sustainable. But that doesn't mean that you float into the background when you're not doing the spectacular things. So I think Brad Scott has just empowered him to say, you are worthy, even when you're not doing spectacular. Because internally, subconsciously, he probably feels unworthy of being there if he's not doing the spectacular. But now Brad Scott has said, you are worthy. You have more in you than just doing the spectacular. And you and the stuff he's doing now is valuable to the team, not the individual. So yeah, I'm super impressed with him, and I'm rapt for him. And he won't get plaudits from Payne Corns and the likes, who are all loving the shit out of Jordan De Goey because he's doing the spectacular. But internally, and as Essendon supporters, I think he's massive.
Yep, agreed. And do you know who's the real smoking Joe in all of this as well?
Who?
Again, Brad Scott.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Continues to just get hit with the roadblocks and just keep, knocking them down, all the roadblocks that come his way in terms of personnel. Oh, Shield hasn't come up again. Look, did you see the one of the centre bounces, Brian, Hobbs, Martin, Caldwell? It was like the average age was like 20 in the.
Far younger than anything the West Coast put out in the midfield.
Exactly. So, and Brad Scott is seen has, got ingredients and he's cooked something up from nothing. So, yeah.
Agreed. Oh, by the way, one point on the team I forgot to mention. I'm quite happy that 2 meter Peter's not in. I just
Oh,
see no need to rush him at all.
I'd love him for Carlton though. Or you want him after the bye? Is that what you're saying?
I reckon so. I reckon so. I'd let him work his way back into fitness. And my concern would be that if he's not that they're playing without the base fitness, but if he doesn't have a base level of fitness, he could be prone to some soft tissue injuries.
But the thing with the shoulder or arm or hand or wrist or, you know, injuries is that you can keep your conditioning, your fitness.
That's true. Good point. You just can't do handstands, but you can run.
Correct. And even before he was able to run, obviously because you can't run until a certain point because of the jolting, he's on the bike, on the, you know, on all the fancy equipment that you do that's not running. So his conditioning and his fitness in that regard.
I'll tell you what, you've taken me to school there. You're 100% right. I don't know what the fuck I was on about.
No, it's fair, but maybe football conditioning, do you think? Like, just not used to.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing where you can train all summer and then particularly it's an old man's type thing. And then you go for that, you'd go to chase an opponent and that's when you do your calf or your hammy or whatever because you're just not like that.
So do you feel you would feel most comfortable leaving him until after the bye?
Yeah, but then again, I mean, this could prove to be famous last words. I don't see Carlton as much chop. Like I don't have any fears about Carlton's defenders making him look silly.
Making who look silly?
2 metre.
Oh. Yeah.
Who are we worried about from Carlton's defence?
Without 2 metre Peter, you mean?
No, I mean if 2 metre Peter plays.
Yeah.
I see no. What I'm saying is, I have no fears about throwing him in to Carlton as his first game if he's like.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling, given that they were saying he was right, he would have been okay for this week. I have a feeling that they'll bring him in next week.
Well, actually, you know what? This was his first week of training.
It was, yeah.
So it does makes perfect sense that it wouldn't be this week.
Yeah.
No. Okay, it's taken us a while. Like a glacier melting. But we got there in the end.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What time do you take your meds?
Actually, I've forgotten. That explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, wild card.
Yep.
You're not going to like this wild card. My biggest worry, who's not playing for Essendon, is number 18. Do you know who number 18 is?
For Essendon?
No. You're not playing for Essendon. Who's number 18? That's all I'm worried about.
Who does he play for?
He'll be the smallest person on the field.
Oh, is he an umpire?
Yes.
Oh, does he give himself a nickname?
Razor.
Oh.
That's how we should have known the weapon was no good.
Yeah.
You give yourself a nickname.
When you publicise yourself as that nickname. It's not just given to you.
That's right.
Yeah, but we knew that was coming. They give him the graveyard shift.
But this is the thing, is that I reckon about twice a year in the graveyard shift at Marvel, and it's often against, it was Brisbane a few years ago, happened against Frio, it's happened against North. There's games when we just get reamed from the first bounce to the end.
Yeah.
And so my proposed wild card is we're due for one of those complete, like a 5-goal breeze to the opposition type umpiring game.
Mm.
I'm worried about it. And maybe that's me crystallising your kind of, you spoke about, you know, you feel the vibration.
That's right.
Feel the vibration. You spoke about how you feel that. Maybe that's what I'm feeling, you know, in this sort of fifth dimension, in the 440 hertz frequency, I'm feeling umpiring could influence a game.
Well, it's funny you say that, because was it just me, or did you feel like we got a few pretty easy, lucky free kicks against West Coast? Because
I reckon It's funny, this season, I don't know if it's a Brad Scott thing. I think it's been fairly even for the first time in a long time. And I mean, we've had some games where we've had the wrong end of the stick, but I think it's kind of evened itself out. And I do one thing on Twitter, and it gets a lot of hate. The only thing I'll do with the umpiring usually is I'll just say for those playing at home, and I'll give the umpiring stat.
Yeah.
And there's been times, I mean, again, I wrote a song about it. What was it, 7 free kicks to 24, which is about Sydney. It was a few years ago. And all I will say is, for those playing at home, 7-13, 7-14. For those playing at home, 7-20. Sorry?
And you get hate for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because when we lose, people come at me and say, stop whinging and blaming the umpires. And I always say, where did I blame the umpire?
Yeah, that's right.
We can still play shit and lose and get reamed
by
umpires. Both things can be true at once.
Yeah.
And then there are times when they have a significant influence on the game. But I just reckon we're due for a shocker. And so that's what I'm proposing as this game's wild card.
As I said, I noticed in Perth, I thought, fuck, since when are we getting those free kicks? I must admit, I thought we got a few easy ones in the West Coast game. So that could...
Just on the West Coast game, I didn't answer your question. Apologies. I thought they certainly had the best of the first half, and then it was evened out a little bit. But the ducking of the head, how many free kicks did they get?
Yeah, true, yeah.
Ducking and throwing their head back.
Yeah.
And, you know, even that little blonde squib from the Bulldogs would have been proud.
Yeah.
Of some of those free kicks.
Yeah, maybe it was just the type of high free kicks that we were getting that I don't feel like we usually – it was a few of the 50-50s. Now, we're never on the positive side of those 50-50s. They never go our way. And I thought a few did go our way. But then again, we didn't get the ones we deserved. So it's, it probably evened itself out in the end. Yeah, I mean, look, now that you've said that, it's all set up to be a bit of a shocker, isn't it? You're painting a very grim picture. I'm not going to lie.
Well, let's go to our predictions.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It was Jez who said it last week about last week's game, but I'll say it about this week's game. This is the sort of game the Essendon of the last 10 years will lose. So this will be a measure of how much we've improved. If we can win, what do you think? What's your prediction? And remember, you've been coined Fiona Darmus. I mean, we both said, I said 55 points, I think. You said 40.
You said 51, I think.
51, did I? And it was 50.
Or did you say 55? Anyway, you were very close.
Anyway, we were both very close last week.
Yeah.
You got the exact points the week before. I mean, as you know, like with betting types, you can go, what is it, 1 to 39 and over 39 to – so we're giving people ranges here. We're making people money.
Okay.
Go. Make some money for people.
I'm going to go 27 points to Essendon.
Ooh, Simon Madden.
Yeah.
That's number 27. He was 27.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just put that together. Yeah. Mason Redmond?
Yes.
Yeah.
27 points. Do you see us kind of just maintaining the lead all day or just kicking away at the end?
I think here's a prediction for you. I don't think we'll start well. Yep. I don't think we'll start well. I think we'll have a good third quarter.
Okay.
And we'll cement our lead in the third quarter and hold it till the end.
So maybe, and again, disclaimer, what are you really gambling with? Maybe you're taking North ahead at quarter time and at half time.
Yeah, and take this to a North first goaler. A North player for the first goal of the game. What do you got?
I like it. I see no reason to change my prediction last week. I think I said 17 points. I think it'll be tight.
You do, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's still pretty comfortable. That's three goals. Like, that's...
Well, again, we were all... If you looked at social media for the last game, not least if you listen to the KO commentators, West Coast were all over us, and we were terrible last week, and yet we still got away with a 50-point win. So that's got to be a good sign.
Yeah.
I reckon Kangaroos will be competitive. That's a kind of a hallmark of Brett Ratten teams. And I just think we'll have a little bit too much class.
Yeah. I agree. Although, I will say this, my prediction might change a little if we go in with Phillips and Brian.
Yeah, I was about to say the same. Yeah.
This is the value of Draper, and we know that he's been very up and down with his form this year. He has had some shockers and he's had some brilliant games, so he's been far from consistent. But I probably would be predicting much less of a margin. So just note that, listeners, if you're putting bets on, to wait until tomorrow, until the final team is named, because if it is a Brian and Draper and Phillips
combination. Yeah.
And their strength, the Kangaroos, is stoppages. Dry Simkin, what's his name? The midfielder.
Who the fuck knows? It's Kangaroos.
J-L-H, what's his name? That's his initials. The Twinkle Toes. Oh, my God, I can't believe.
Yeah, I can't remember either. It's Kangaroos. Who gives
anyway, their strength is stoppages. So Goldie and Simkin, they're doing very well this year.
Yeah. But the thing about Draper, when he said he's had bad games, when he has a bad game, it's only that his output isn't that great. But he's not thrashed by the opposition ruckman. And that's what I would worry we would face this week with Phillips and Brian, is a really dominant opposition ruckman. That's the thing about Draper that you kind of don't realise. He is always, or not you, but people in general forget, he is always competing.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And he's always physically trying and physically competing. Mm-hmm. And that would be the fear, is Phillips comes in, looks like he has the just prior to having his little spell, and then Brian isn't quite up to it. I think if Draper's playing, I'd rather Brian be persevered with. I think we need to see if he's a player, and I don't see anything. I mean, people say he had a bad game last week. It was in no way near worse than anything Phillips produced the week before.
Agreed. Yeah. I'd definitely be open to seeing what else he can do. I'm probably less convinced on his potential than not, but willing to, we might as well see. Because if he's not up to it, then we need to go the draft this year and draft a ruckman, because we have got no backup then.
Yeah.
Phillips is on his way out. And if Brian is no chop, we need to draft and start developing another young ruckman. So we need to play him and find out, right?
It is a worry. All right. Apparently by the way, one thing we should have mentioned is the mid-season draft.
Oh, yeah.
Fellow from WA. Who apparently can ruck as well.
Is he also a turned inside midfielder, potential to be an inside midfielder, yeah? Big body midfielder?
Did you not see him? See who we picked?
I'm being facetious, obviously.
I know that's what...
You didn't really come to the party on that.
No, it's Alzheimer's cast again.
Big Hunter. Good name, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
What are you reading? Are you into reading behind the lines of that one? On the future of other key forwards at the club?
Who did you have in mind?
Well, I think it'll be good for this. This is probably the best thing for Harry Jones's career. Because he's going to have to fight for his spot.
We haven't spoken about Harry Jones for weeks. The guy is.
Don't you see that now? He's got now someone tangibly to fight for his spot in the team. Another young gun.
Harry's got a job to get his body right. That's what he's got to focus on and do everything right in his rehab And he's got a long way back.
Yes, but I'm looking ahead, but this could be the best thing for him. This is what he needed.
You might be right. I hope you're right. I hope he becomes a player, this kid. Yes, but no, you're right. It was a bit of a surprise. He wasn't a defender come midfield who's 179 centimetres. But anyway. Yeah. All right. Tell from the sauna. All right. This will kind of be a quick one.
Let's finish with a high, hey?
It's a bit of a postscript to the last. What do you call the end of a book? It's the epilogue. Yes.
No, isn't the epilogue at the start? No, that's the prologue.
Yeah, I think an epilogue's the end.
Okay. Oh my god.
So this is an epilogue to.
Sorry, the nurse is just coming to give me my nightmares.
Oh, good. Yeah, mine's coming soon. She's gonna. Get a touch.
She's running your hot bath.
Yeah, okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I'll be there in a second, Bubba. Bubba's quite big. So I mentioned last time about the wall of pixelation. Do you remember?
Yes.
Remember that story? So just
can
for
I
those.
I'm just waiting with bated breath. Is there an update on the woman who's chasing that guy in the sauna?
Oh, well, that's all. I've got an epilogue for both.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what I can say is, for those who didn't hear the first time, I was talking about men's showers in the pool or at a leisure centre or at a gym or even a sporting club. Men tend to walk around. And Fiona schooled me and said women don't seem to do this, but men usually walk around naked. But what I spoke about is men have this facility to kind of not see, even though that everyone's naked and everyone's visually fine, when it comes to there, there's almost like this pixelation that happens and your brain scrambles it. You don't see it. We're very good at that. It's like just how we can't find milk out of the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of thing. Maybe this is how we evolved this skill, to selectively not see something. But anyway, I mentioned last time that I'd seen a man who I described as, I think at the time I said he's more metal than member. So use your imagination. There were lots of whatnot, rings, etc. Anyway, I said the wall of pixelation came down at the time. So I literally saw in all its horrible glory. What I can safely report is the wall of pixelation is back.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Because
he
was in showers last week and I didn't see.
Okay. It's the shock. The shock had already bypassed.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So.
But did you have a bit of PTSD when you saw him, or?
I was kind of like more interested in his.
Or you were just focused on not looking down.
No, because that's the worst thing you can do. It's like if somebody says, "Don't think of a monkey. A monkey." What's the first thing you're going to think of? So it's one of those things you can't do that. So it had to be natural. Okay. But I must admit, I was kind of drawn to other parts of him, which are also like changed.
Okay. Like,
yeah, he's got some scribbles on him, and he's got some.
I bet he does.
Bits of stuff in other places. Yeah, which I didn't see last time because I was just like, "Whoa!" Anyway,
wow.
So pleased to report the wall of pixelation is back. And then the other one is they're back at it, man.
No.
So for those who also didn't hear, I was telling a story about how there's this old guy who. I think he's Italian.
Paint a picture. How old are we talking? Like 60s, 70s?
Got to be 70.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to be 70. He's like, he's the era where all those European men were like 5'2".
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he look like he's eaten a lot of pasta? Like, has he got a nice big round belly, wrinkles?
No, I'm telling you, most of those oldies that go to the sauna every day have amazing skin.
Oh,
I'm attributing it to the sauna, or maybe he's moisturising now. He's got this midlife or end of life crisis. Anyway, this guy, I am rambling now. This guy, he is with his wife, who's kind of looks like she's Italian as well. She's a little bit bigger than him. But then she leaves when they're in the spa together. She leaves, and then this Vietnamese, little old Vietnamese lady comes running over, and they start talking. And, yeah, they're at it again this week. But I don't know where it's going. I need your advice. How can I kind of find out what's happening?
You need to get into the spa and just mosey up and try and hear any of the convo, and try and hear and try and suss out if you think it's flirty.
Why didn't I think of that?
Is there any touchy feely? Is there any handy going on?
I don't know what's going on beneath the waterline.
Oh right, okay.
But it's very very close talking. Yeah, though, like she'll touch his shoulder.
Oh yeah, that's love language territory. My okay. love. Yeah.
I'll just write this down. All right.
But your next job is to mosey up as close as you can get and just get a bit of a open ear to what they're actually saying. Does he look invested, or is he just
I don't know. Yeah, no, they're talking to each other. He's talking also. But yeah.
This probably is prevalent for younger individuals, but like in the gym, if a couple is training, and then another girl and a couple, they're training on different equipment, and another girl goes up to a guy because she knows him and starts talking, the guy knows that the girlfriend's watching them, and his body language is immediately erect, and you can tell that
because he's going to cop it when he gets home.
That's right. So does this guy, is old Nonno, does he know he's going to cop it, or is he?
But I think it's because Nonna's not there. She's gone around the back, or she's gone home or something.
Nonna's no old. You don't think Nonna's watching from wherever she's gone off to?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's an elaborate plan to get him. Maybe she's buying Viagra so he'll have a heart attack, and then she'll bank the life insurance. I don't know.
She could be cooking it into the ravioli. You never know.
All right. Well, that's my mission, is to find out more.
Yeah, I definitely need follow up. I definitely need some more on this. Yeah.
All right, done. Well, that's another Fiona's forecast in the book.
Are you off to Marvel Graveyard on Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. You going?
Oh yeah, I miss Marvel so much. I haven't been there since bloody April. I miss it.
It is amazing how long it's been.
It's so long, so long. And we're not we've got Carlton at the G, then the bye. So that's another 2 weeks without it. And then it's Freo, isn't it? In Perth. So we're not back at Marvel for a little while. So fuck yeah, I'm going.
Oh, and by the way, also noting that Carlton play Friday night, we play Sunday evening. Yeah. That's fair.
Fuck them.
We'll give them more time to stew over their loss.
Let's hope.
All right. Okay, well,
look out if tomorrow night they're on. If they have a big win tomorrow night, we are well and truly fucked.
Look, I'm not going to watch it tomorrow night, I don't think, but I'm just going to wait till the end of the game. And if they lose, I'll just make myself a cup of tea.
And get on to Blues Watch.
Wait a few moments, and then I'll put on the I might put on some talk back or put on some whatever it is.
SEN on nice and loud.
Yeah, and look, I feel these people. I know their pain. We've been there, but it is funny. So fuck them.
It couldn't happen to a better group of supporters, to be quite frank with you.
That they are the first. Just to anybody out there who wants to feel sorry for them, they're the first to have a go at Essendon about.
Yep.
Basis winning a final. They are always sort of coming into our feeds and giving us shit. So,
and they're the first to stir, like unprovoked as well. They're the first to. So they deserve it. I mean, I'm sure there are good Carlton supporters. I'm sure Jezzy's wife is, and I've met beautiful Katrina, and she's lovely, but. Majority of Carlton supporters, nah.
Yeah, she'd be the exception that proves the rule, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, on that note, check out Something About Cake. Did you get many birthday orders this week, by the way?
I've
Anyone?
been off the old emails this week so far
Okay.
because I've had a busy week, so I'm a bit behind on the emails, but I'll look out for any divorce cakes or what was the other one?
Lost your virginity cake.
Virginity cakes, yeah.
Vino time.
Congratulatory
Lots of cherries on top.
to the 15-year-old boy. How old are they losing their virginity these days?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think probably Jez was having heart failure at that one, and also architect. They've all got sons, both got sons.
I got a teenage daughter. That's, you know. Anyway,
Yeah. Yeah, true. What am I? I don't know why I automatically just thought it was for the dads of sons, obviously the women, but I think women are a bit more protective of theirs, right?
yeah, they're
Historically.
probably they're not going to want it. They're not going to celebrate like
Yeah,
no.
that's right. Yeah, it's the guy who's going to go and throw a party
Yeah,
for.
the girls aren't going to get on the phone to all their friends to tell them, whereas we know what the guys are doing.
The guys are throwing the party, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The girl is
All
telling
right.
him his friend. But
Well,
anyway.
and if you're going to throw that party, you know where to get the cake. Go to
That's
Something
right.
About Cake.
I'll help you.
So thanks to all that listened, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Ciao.